The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Cardinal Danilo, recorded August 9th, 1973, in Paris, France.
So, I'm very, very glad to meet you.
May I ask you one question? Jesus says, "Thou shalt not kill." Why Christian people are killing?
Pourquoi les chrétiens sont?
Pourquoi ils tuent? Le Seigneur Jésus les a demandé de ne pas tuer.
It is forbidden in Christianity to kill. Surely, but alors chiefly we think that there is a difference between the life of man and the life of the beasts, n'est-ce pas? And that the life of man is sacred because the man is the image of God. But we have not the same respect relating to the beasts, to the animals. And we think that the animals are at the service of man, and that it is legitimate to man. For us, each life is not the same. What is really important is the life of man, and the human person is really sacred. And it is forbidden to kill a human person.
But Jesus does not say human being, just say generally, thou shalt not kill.
Il dit que le Seigneur Jésus n'a pas spécifié, ne tuait pas les êtres humains, il a dit
de ne pas tuer l'être humain. Parce que il y a, in the Bible, we have many examples of, by example, we have many sacrifices in the Bible, sacrifices of animals, you know. Many sacrifices of animals in the Bible. Alors, this is not forbidden. Alors, it is sure that it is a great sin to kill a man. Yes. Tout à fait. Alors, there is surely the great question of the war, the national war. And
you think that to kill an animal is no sin?
No. Because we think that the simple biologic life is not sacred. That is, what is sacred is the human life, but not the life as.
But I think that is interpretation. Jesus Christ says generally, thou shalt not kill.
Jesus said, but this phrase is not the text is not a text of Jesus. It is a text of the Old Testament, and it is a text.
No, it is New Testament.
It is in the book of the Levitic. It is not a word of Jesus. It is a word of the Levitic. And it is a part of the Decalogue of the Ten Commandments, what God gave to Moses.
That's all right. But Ten Commandments,
yes.
One of the commandments is that thou shalt not kill.
Un des commandements, et tu ne tueras pas, tout à fait. Yes. Mais it is surely, the killing of man. I think I have a great difficulty to understand why in Indian religion, because it is impossible. By example, it is necessary pour la nourriture. Oui, for the food of man to eat.
Man can eat grains, food grains, fruits, milk, sugar, wheat.
No flesh.
Why? Just like the fruits, The fruits are meant for human beings.
Yes,
the tiger does not come to eat your fruits.
Yes.
So tiger's food is another animal. Man's food is fruit.
Yes, sir.
Food grains.
Yes, yes.
Meat products. That's like
food. Wait, it is why? Because grain and plants are also living beings.
That's all right.
Living beings.
That we also understand.
Yes, sir.
But if you can live just like generally, if I can live on fruits and grains and milk, why should I kill another animal?
Yes. Yes. Where is
another thing is that how can you support that animal killing is not seen?
Yes.
Comment justifier que tuer les animaux n'est pas péché?
Que les animaux n'aient pas péché.
Que
tuer les animaux n'aient pas péché.
How do
you justify it? Yes. Because we thought that there is a difference of nature between life of man, life of spirit, and biological life. We think that animals, plants, are not real beings, are world of appearance, and that a human person only is real being. And that, in this sense, the material world is without importance.
Now, I follow. Suppose you are living in this house.
Yes.
So, you are not this house. That's a fact.
Yes, yes.
But if I come and break your house,
yes,
is it not inconvenient for you?
Yes, surely it is inconvenient.
So if I cause inconvenience unto you,
yes,
is it not criminal?
It is inconvenient to me, but is
no. If I cause some inconvenience to you,
yes,
is it not criminal? Is it not sinful?
I think if there is a serious reason, it is not the destruction of the spiritual man itself. By example, it is perfectly possible to use of the reality of the material world, of the natural world, to the valuable finality of human vocation. We think that the question is a question of motivation. It could exist bad reason to kill an animal. But if the killing of animal is to give food to children, men, women, oui, ont faim, qui ont faim. Hungry. We are hungry. It is legitimate. We have, it is difficult to admit that in India, comment dit-on, les vaches.
Les
cows. Oui, cows. Ça. It is not permitted to kill a cow to given to children who are hungry the...
any other consideration? Cow's milk we drink.
Yeah?
That was his mother.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Oui. Yes, surely. But
according to
oui, yes,
Vedic Bhasan,
yeah,
we have got seven mothers. Adu Mata, the original mother.
Yeah.
Guru Patni,
yes,
wife of the master, spiritual master.
Yes.
Can you understand?
Yes.
Adu Mata Guru Patni Brahmani.
Yes.
The wife of the priest.
Yes.
Rajputni.
Yes.
The wife of king.
Yes.
The queen. Oh. Abu Mata Guru Patni Brahmani Rajaputnika. Dhenu means cow.
Yes.
Dhenu Dhatri. Dhatri means nurse. Tatha Pithi. Pithi means arch. These are seven mothers.
Yes.
So, cow is mother because it drinks milk, cow's milk.
Yes.
How can I deny that she is not mother? So how we can support killing of mother?
Yes, it is a motif. But we see that,
therefore, in India, those who are meat eaters, they are advised. That is also under restriction. Advised to kill some lower animals, like goats. Even up to buffalo, but cow killing is the greatest thing.
Yes. I know this. It is for us a difficulty.
Yes, because cow is mother.
Yes.
You take the milk from the mother.
Yes.
And when she is old, she cannot give you milk. Therefore, she should be killed.
Yes.
Is that very good proposal?
If the men are angry, it is the life of men is more important than the life of cow.
Therefore, because we are propagating this Krishna consciousness,
yes,
we ask people to not to eat meat any kind.
Yes.
But if under certain circumstances you are obliged to eat meat,
yes, sir,
eat the flesh of some lower animals.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Don't kill cows.
Mm-hmm.
That is the greatest thing.
Yes.
And so long one will be sinful, he will not be able to understand,
yes,
what is God.
Yes.
But human beings, main business is to understand God.
Yes, sir.
And to love Him.
Yes.
But if he remains sinful, neither he can understand God,
yes,
and what is the question of loving Him.
Yes.
Therefore, at least from the human society,
yes,
this cruel maintenance of slaughterhouses,
yes,
must be stopped.
Oui,
il dit que parce que il est recommandé dans les écrits védiques que si on doit manger de la viande, on doit, c'est mieux de tuer des animaux inférieurs à la vache.
Oui,
et donc ces abattoirs qui existent actuellement doivent être fermés si on veut avancer l'espèce humaine.
I think that perhaps this is not an essential point. I think that in this realm the uses of various religions can be good. The important is to love God, but the commandment practical can be various.
That's like God. If God says that you can do this, that is not sin.
Yes.
But if God says that you cannot do it, then it is sin.
Oui, mais God says that it is not good to Indian and says to the Jews that it is...
Therefore I say that Jesus Christ,
yes,
either you call Him God or confidence and representative of God,
yes.
Both of them are one. When he says, thou shalt not kill, Why should we interpret in another way, to our convenience?
But Jesus eated, comment dit-on, l'agneau pascal, l'agneau, l'animal,
l'agneau.
Mouton, le mouton.
Oh,
oui, chips.
That's all right. But Jesus Christ never maintained flatter homes.
Mais le Seigneur Jésus n'a jamais donné sa sanction pour un abattoir.
Ah non, mais he did.
In certain circumstances,
yes.
When there is no other food, that malice must be saved. There is another thing. But why regularly slaughterhouse should be maintained for the satisfaction of the tongue?
Yes.
C'est clair. Il n'est que dans les circonstances spéciales que ça peut arriver.
But I think there is at first a great duty to help men and women and children to live. And actually, it is the first duty. It is more important to help men and women to life.
Oui.
The life of beasts is of minder importance.
You can kill lower animals. Why should you kill mother?
Oui, my mother, man, mother as human being is not the same that...
That it is not moral.
In order
to... Even if you kill animals for maintaining your... Allowing that, there are many other hundreds and thousands of animals.
Yes.
So, if you at all require, people eat also hogs.
Yes.
Sometimes in what time they eat dogs also.
Mm.
And there are persons, they regularly eat dogs but in Korea. They eat dogs regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So, even animal killing is necessary for eating.
Yes.
Then at least the mother animal should not be killed.
Yes.
That is from moral point of view.
Yes, from moral
point of view. So our point of view is, that we don't allow killing any animals.
Yes.
Our Krishna says, Patram Puspam Phalam Puyam Jumi Vakta Pivitsit. Krishna says, vegetable, fruits, milk, grains, etc. All these things should be offered to me, the devotion.
Yes.
And you should take the remnants of the foodstuff.
Yes.
So we take prasadam. Krishna says, give me food stuff prepared from this group.
Mm.
That we do. Accepting that the fruits, they have got flies. Fruits are by nature. There are many fruits. It is offered by the tree for eating.
Mm.
The tree is not killed.
Yes.
So, we accept this philosophy also, that one animal, one living entity is meant for being food for another living entity. Jiva jivasya jivanam. That we also accept. But that does not mean one living entity is the food for another living entity. That does not mean I can kill my mother and my child. So, at least this must be taken into consideration, that cows, innocent, they give us milk, we take its milk, and we kill in regular slaughterhouse. This is not a very good thing. It is sinful.
Yes. Yes. I understand.
Thank you very much.
Does the fact that Christianity sanctions eating of meat mean that from the Christian viewpoint, lower species of life do not have a soul like human beings? Est-ce que cela veut dire que dans la philosophie, la philosophie chrétienne, qu'on peut manger des animaux, est-ce que cela veut dire que les espèces de vie inférieures à l'être humain ne possèdent pas de l'âme?
Ah oui, sûrement.
Oui, ils n'ont pas.
Non,
he says no. That yes, this is the philosophy that that below the human level, that the soul does not inhabit the body.
The soul is human soul. In the animal, you have some psychological existence, but not life of spirit with freedom, with mind, and with the reality of spirit. But you have the same idea because you said that there is a difference of nature between spiritual creation and the material world. You know, the material world is not of the same essence than the spiritual world. And the man is a part of spiritual world.
However, Bhagavad Gita says, Sarva Joni Su, in all species of life, as many forms are there.
Yes.
So, the spirit soul is there. This outward body is just like a dress.
Yes.
You may have a very costly dress, and I may have a very shabby, poor dress. But both of us are human beings, or living entities. Similarly, these different forms of living entities, they are just like different types of dress. Bhashansi jimnani jathavihaya. Just like you are in black dress, I am in saffron dress.
Yellow, yes.
So this is external.
Yes.
But within the dress, you are a human being, I am also a human being.
Yes.
Similarly, there are 8,400,000 of dresses. There are 900,000 dresses within the water. Aquatics. Similarly, 2,000,000 kinds of dresses of the trees, plants, like that. In this way, the Vedic literature has calculated there are 8,400,000 forms of living entities. But they are all living entities, part and parcel of God. Just like one man has got 10 sons, not all of them equally meritorious. Not all. One may be high court judge, and one may be ordinary clerk in the office.
Yes.
But father, both the high court judge and the clerk in the office, father claims both of them as son.
Yes.
But father, there is no such distinction. That this high court judge is very important and the clerk in the office, my son, he is not important. So if the enlightened son, high court judge, says to the father, my dear father, this son is useless. Let me cut him and eat. Will the father allow?
Est-ce que c'est clair?
Non, non, ça, ça.
Il dit que juste comme un père peut posséder 10 fils, un avocat à cour de peine et l'autre un homme très pauvre.
Oui, c'est ça, c'est ça.
Si le fils intelligent demande au père, cet autre fils, mon frère, il n'est pas très intelligent, laisse-moi tuer mon frère et mon
fils. Ah oui, mais vous êtes
là, est-ce que le père va donner un accord?
Apart from this consideration, at least this morality should be observed.
Yes.
That cows, they are our mother.
Yes.
We should not kill at least mothers. For eating the food.
The difficulty for us is not the idea that it is good to respect the life of a cow. The difficulty is the metaphysic reason, you know.
No, metaphysics not.
It is metaphysic. It is the idea that all life is parcel of the life of God, you know. Of this is to us difficult to admit, because there is a great difference between the life of man who is really called to partake the life of God and the animal life, who is passagère, foulant, impermanent. Life of that, man is permanent.
That difference is due to development of consciousness. The human body,
right.
Human body, you get develop consciousness.
Yes.
It's like this tree, it is also a living entity.
Mm.
But its consciousness is not
yet
fructified.
Yes.
If you cut the tree,
yes.
It does not resist.
Yes.
But it resists in a very small degree.
Yes.
That is proved by the scientists.
Yes. Mm.
The Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose in Calcutta, he is also a very good scientist. He has made machine. When you cut the tree, it feels, and it is recorded in the machine.
Yes.
Il explique que les savants ont éprouvé même que les autres espèces comme
les arbres. The animals, we can see.
Yes.
When we want to kill the animal, it resists, it cries, it makes great sound, it's horrible.
Mm.
So it is the question of development of consciousness. But a soul is there.
But why God make some animals who eat other animals?
Yes.
There is a fault in the creation.
No.
Because it is a fault in the creation.
No. This God is very kind.
Right?
If you want to eat animals, then he'll give facility, good facility. Just like tiger, you become a tiger and eat animals. Those who are animal eaters, unnecessarily, God will give him the body of a tiger next life, so that he can very freely eat.
Mm.
Why maintain slaughterhouse? I give you nails and jaws and just eat.
Mm.
So they are wasting that life.
Right.
C'est clair?
Non, pas vrai, oui.
Il dit que, et Dieu est très miséricordieux, si quelqu'un veut manger le char des autres, il le donne le corps facile, dans
Mais
lequel il est facile pour manger.
C'est
pourquoi
ça.
Imiter les tigres, dit-il. Devenez tigre dans la vie prochaine, je vous donne les griffes, je vous donne les grands dents pour manger le char.
Ouais. Voilà, maître, je vais être obligé de... C'est ça. I'm very joyful to speak with you. And I hope, if I can tomorrow go to visit the temple, yes, I hope I can tomorrow.